After 25 years as president and chief executive officer of Albany Medical Center, James Barba will step down next year. Barba, who joined the Albany Med Board 40 years ago, will leave March 31, 2020. The hospital says his successor will likely be announced sometime this summer. James Barba says the decision to retire was actually made 2 years ago.
Next year, in mid-March, I will observe my 25th anniversary as president and CEO. And that just sounded like a good round number of years. You know, it's always better to quit while you're ahead, and I hope I'm still ahead, rather than to have them carry you out because you're too old and you've forgotten more than you ever knew.
What are your plans once you leave Albany Med? Have you made any plans yet?
Well, I will still remain on the board, and I hope to do that indefinitely. Also, the board has talked to me, and I'm considering the possibility of a consulting agreement so that I would be here for a period of time for the new CEO and whomever he chooses as his COO or her COO. That's pretty much it. You know, I'll continue to involve myself in local organizations. I still live here. This is my home, and I want to do as much as I can to continue to contribute.
Looking back at your 25 years there, are there one or two or perhaps three major accomplishments that you are most proud of?
Sure. There are a lot of them that I'm very proud of, and before I list any of them, I want to tell you that, you know, no one individual can deliver these things. It took a team, and I had a wonderful, wonderful management team. The first thing I would point to is our working ourselves back from the brink of financial disaster, which is what I inherited in 1995 when I became CEO. That did not happen overnight. It took us about 7 or 8 years to do it, but we did it. And then we went on to build, and that would be the second thing. We built clinical programs here, which I think are of great importance to the people of the region, so that they can continue to get their health care here and not have to go to Boston or New York or other points farther away. And that growth also included the physical growth in the medical center. So you have more programs, you need more physicians, nurses, and others to staff them. You just need more space and therefore more buildings to house them. And so the evidence of that growth is all up and down New Scotland Avenue here in Albany. And then, you know, I would be remiss if I did not point to the thing that I'm really very proud of personally, and that is the Children's Emergency Facility, the Masry Children's Center here at the Medical Center. That was my singular idea. If I can claim that anything was mine and mine alone, that was mine. And it took us 8 years to bring it from vision to fruition, but we did it. We did it last year with the help of a lot of people and a lot of donors, including the Masry family. And now it's there for the children of the region to use so that they do not have to be integrated with the adult population in an emergency facility.
You mentioned that when you took over the job in 1995, Albany Med was facing some serious financial troubles. Is that one of the reasons, one of the challenges that you decided to go there?
Well, no. I have been on the board here since 1979 when I went on the college board. But I found, you know, during the course of the intervening years between then and 95, that I'd worked myself up into a leadership position on the board and ultimately in 94 as board chair. When I got to be board chair, I fully comprehended the scope and the depth of the financial situation. And it was in talking to the board and to others that we try to puzzle our way through it. And many board members suggested that the way to assure its success, to bring us back from the brink, was for me to become CEO. Not something that I embraced initially. But ultimately, I think I understood that that was probably the only practical way we were going to do it.
Healthcare is never far from the top of the national and state debate here in Albany. How has healthcare changed over your tenure at Albany Med? Some of the major developments, some of the major, setbacks, I guess, in your mind?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that healthcare quality nationwide has changed. But I haven't seen that. I've seen it happen here, because we went about the business of making quality better. What I have seen happen is for the finances of healthcare to change. Early on in my tenure, I think it was 1996 or 97, the state stopped directing the insurance companies to pay certain amounts for certain procedures and sort of cut hospitals loose. They let us then negotiate and with the payers, and that was a whole new paradigm for the way we got paid. And it was difficult to learn in the beginning. And, you know, then I saw throughout the first decade of this century the growth in the uninsured. That was capped in 2010 by the passage of what is called Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which I think was a major, if perhaps a modest step in getting health care universally available to all Americans. And then I've seen now, of course, in the last couple of years, as Congress, especially when it was controlled exclusively by one party, tried to cut back on that and replace it with a still undescribed program for assuring that universal care. So a lot of change. In my opinion, the only positive change probably, but likely has been Obamacare.
James Barba will step down as the president and chief executive officer at Albany Medical Center on March 31st next year. His successor is expected to be announced this summer.